Entering a relationship is borderline sadomasochistic, especially when you can get everything you would from a romantic relationship from a friendship without destroying anyone's life when it inevitably ends. Everything? I said. Sex? He arched an eyebrow. You don't even need friendship to get sex. And what? It never turns into more for you? I said. You can keep things that detached? If you're realistic, he said. You need a policy. It doesn't turn into more if it only happens once. Wow, the shelf life had shortened. See? I said. You are coldly horny, Gus. He glanced sidelong at me, smiling. What? That's the second time you've called me Gus tonight. My cheeks flushed. Right. Everett seemed to be his preference these days. So? Come on, January.
His eyes went back to the road, the twin spears of the headlights reaching over the asphalt and catching blips of the evergreens whipping past.
I remember you.
His gaze settled on me again, his eyes nearly as solid and heavy as if they were hands. I was grateful for the dark as heat rushed to my face. From?
Stop. It wasn't that long ago. And there was that one night.
Oh, God, we weren't going to talk about that one night, were we? The only night we'd talked outside of class? Well, not talked. We'd been at the same frat party. The theme had been a very vague classics.
Gus and his friend Parker had come as Ponyboy and Johnny and spent the night getting called Grease Lightning by drunk frat boys. Shadi and I had gone as Truck Stop Thelma, her, and Louise, me.
Gus's girl of the hour, Tessa, had gone home for the weekend. She and I lived in the same student apartments and wound up at a lot of the same parties. She was the latest reason Gus and I had been crossing paths. But that night was different.